This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved 8 multi-tracking projects of the Railways Ministry at a total estimated cost of more than 20,700 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav gave details of the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet during a media briefing in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved 5 multi-tracking projects covering 17 districts across Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Telangana. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects at a total estimated cost of more than 10,700 crore rupees. These projects will cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh and will add about 656 kilometers to the existing railway network. The minister further informed that the government has decided to undertake 4-laning and quadrupling of all 7 high-density railway corridors.
The 7 high-density railway corridors, along with several other corridors that are expected to carry significant traffic in the future, are being upgraded to 4-line. This also includes the Golden Quadrilateral, Delhi to Mumbai, Mumbai to Chennai, Chennai to Kolkata, and Kolkata to Mumbai routes. In addition, its 2 diagonals, the Delhi to Chennai and Mumbai to Chennai routes, are also being quadrupled, along with the Delhi to Guwahati corridor.
In reply to a question on Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project, Information and Broadcasting Minister informed that the bullet train service will commence next year. He said the construction work on this corridor is progressing rapidly and initially the 100-kilometer section from Surat to Vapi in Gujarat will be open. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on President of Sri Lanka Anura Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today and discussed the entire spectrum of the multifaceted partnership between the two countries. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for development of both nations while working jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. The two sides also exchanged Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on upgradation of L-70 guns for the Sri Lankan Air Force and cooperation between National Cadet Corps and National Defence Colleges of both countries. During the meeting, President Dissanayake reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit to be held in New Delhi later this week, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. Previously, the Finance Ministers and Governors had met in Jaipur last month. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development launched the 9th National Nutrition Month at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the program. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said, through the 9th National Nutrition Month, the government reiterates its commitment to a well-nourished and empowered India. The BJP will launch a month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of this month to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday and the completion of 25 years of his public life. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP President Nitin Naveen said Prime Minister Modi began his tenure as the Chief Minister of Gujarat in 2001. Mr. Naveen said over the past 25 years, Prime Minister Modi has steadfastly continued his journey of service, guided by the mantra of from public service to national service. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended lower for the 3rd consecutive session today. The Sensex plunged 813 points to close at 74,764. The Nifty also shed 204 points to settle at 23,432. India ended their campaign at Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad on a high note, winning 2 gold and 4 bronze medals. On the final day today, double Paralympics medalist Harvinder Singh and reigning world champion and world number one Sheetal Devi led India's medal charge. And with that, we end this news bulletin.